Hello and welcome to your GCSE Physics Revision podcast. I'm your tutor and today we're diving into one of the most fascinating topics in your combined science course, magnetism and the motor effect. This is topic 12 and it comes up in almost every exam series, so getting it right can make a real difference to your grade. By the end of this episode, you'll understand magnetic fields, know how to apply Fleming's left-hand rule without hesitation, and be able to use the force equation confidently. Let's get started. So, let's begin with the basics. What actually is a magnet? A permanent magnet is a material that produces its own magnetic field all the time, without needing any external help. The classic example is a bar magnet. You've probably used one in class. It has a north pole and a south pole. Now, here's the first thing examiners love to test: the rules of attraction and repulsion. Like poles repel, so north repels north and south repels south. Unlike poles attract, so north attracts south. Think of it like this: opposites attract, and that's true in magnetism too. Now, what about induced magnets? These are different from permanent magnets. An induced magnet is a material that only becomes magnetic when it's placed inside a magnetic field. The moment you remove it from that field, it loses most of its magnetism. Iron is the classic example. It's what we call a magnetically soft material. Steel, on the other hand, is magnetically hard, which means it keeps its magnetism for longer. That's why permanent magnets are often made from steel or special alloys. Let's talk about magnetic field lines, because drawing these correctly is worth marks in the exam. Magnetic field lines are imaginary lines that show the direction and strength of a magnetic field. There are two golden rules you must remember. First, field lines always go from north to south outside the magnet. I'll say that again, from north to south outside the magnet. Second, where the field lines are closer together, the field is stronger. Where they're further apart, the field is weaker. So the field is strongest at the poles, where the lines bunch up tightly. And critically, always draw arrows on your field lines. Examiners will not award the mark if your arrows are missing or pointing the wrong way. How do we map magnetic fields in the lab? We use a plotting compass. A plotting compass is a tiny compass that aligns itself with the local magnetic field. You place it near the magnet, mark where the needle points, move the compass to that new position, and repeat. Connect the dots, and you've mapped a field line. This is a required practical technique, so make sure you know the method. Now, let's move on to something really exciting. What happens when electricity meets magnetism? When an electric current flows through a wire, it creates its own magnetic field around that wire. This is the magnetic effect of a current. For a straight wire, the field forms concentric circles around the wire. The direction of those circles depends on the direction of the current, and you can work it out using the right-hand grip rule. Wrap your right hand around the wire with your thumb pointing in the direction of conventional current, and your fingers curl in the direction of the magnetic field. Now, what about a solenoid? A solenoid is just a coil of wire. When current flows through a solenoid, the magnetic fields from each loop of wire add together, and you get a field that looks remarkably like the field of a bar magnet, with a north pole at one end and a south pole at the other. The field inside the solenoid is strong and uniform, meaning it's the same strength throughout. Outside the solenoid, the field looks just like a bar magnet's. You can increase the strength of a solenoid's magnetic field by increasing the current, increasing the number of turns in the coil, or adding an iron core inside.
Right, now we get to the motor effect, and this is where things get really interesting. The motor effect is what happens when a current-carrying conductor is placed inside a magnetic field. The conductor experiences a force. Why does this happen? Well, the current in the wire creates its own magnetic field. This interacts with the external magnetic field from the magnet. The two fields reinforce each other on one side of the wire and cancel on the other. And this imbalance pushes the wire in a particular direction. That push is the motor effect. To work out the direction of that force, we use Fleming's left-hand rule. Hold up your left hand. It must be your left hand, not your right. Extend your thumb, your index finger, and your middle finger, so they're all at right angles to each other. Now, your index finger points in the direction of the magnetic field. Your middle finger points in the direction of the conventional current, and your thumb points in the direction of the force, the motion of the conductor. The memory trick is FBI, force, B field, I current, thumb, first finger, second finger, FBI. Practice this until you can do it without thinking. One critical point, the force is zero if the current runs parallel to the magnetic field. Examiners test this regularly. Now let's look at the force equation. The force on a conductor is calculated using F equals B times I times L. F is the force in newtons, B is the magnetic flux density in Tesla, that's the strength of the magnetic field, I is the current in amperes, and L, lowercase l, is the length of the conductor inside the magnetic field, measured in meters. This equation is often given on the formula sheet, but you must know what each symbol means, and crucially, you must convert units before substituting. The most common mistake candidates make is using centimetres instead of metres for the length. Always convert to metres first. Now let's talk exam technique, because this is where marks are won and lost. For a question that says state or give, keep it brief. One or two words, or a short phrase. Don't write an essay. For describe questions, say what happens using correct scientific terminology. For explain questions, you must say how or why. Use the word because to link your cause and your effect. Examiners are looking for that causal link. For calculate questions, always show you're working, write the formula first, substitute values with units, and give your final answer with the correct unit. You can still get marks for correct working, even if your final answer is wrong. Here are the most common mistakes I see candidates make. First, drawing magnetic field lines without arrows. Always add arrows showing the direction from north to south outside the magnet. Second, using the right hand instead of the left hand for Fleming's rule. Remember, motors use the left hand. Third, forgetting to convert centimetres to metres in the force equation. A wire that is 25 centimetres long is 0.25 metres. Fourth, saying the force is at its maximum when the current is parallel to the field. It's actually zero in that case. The maximum force occurs when the current is perpendicular to the field. Right, time for your quickfire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, give you a moment to think, then give you the answer. Ready? Question one. What is the difference between a permanent magnet and an induced magnet? A permanent magnet produces its own magnetic field at all times. An induced magnet only becomes magnetic when placed in a magnetic field and loses its magnetism when removed. Question 2. In which direction do magnetic field lines point outside a bar magnet? From north to south. Question 3. Name the three quantities in Fleming's left-hand rule and which finger represents each. The thumb represents force, the index finger represents the magnetic field, and the middle finger represents the current. FBI, force, B field, I current. Question 4. A wire of length 0.5 metres carries a current of 3 amperes in a magnetic field of 0.2 tesla. Calculate the force on the wire. F equals B times I times L, so F equals 0.2 times 3 times 0.5, which gives F equals 0.3 newtons. And finally, let's wrap up with a quick summary of the key points to take away from today. 1. Permanent magnets always have a magnetic field. Induced magnets only become magnetic in a field. 2. Magnetic field lines go from north to south outside a magnet. And closer lines mean a stronger field. Always draw arrows. 3. A current in a wire creates a magnetic field. A solenoid's field looks like a bar magnet's field. 4. The motor effect is the force on a current carrying conductor in a magnetic field. 5. Use Fleming's left-hand law, FBI, to find the direction of the force. 6.
Use F equals BIL to calculate the force, and always convert length to meters. 7. The force is zero when current is parallel to the field. That's everything for today's episode on magnetism and the motor effect. You've covered permanent and induced magnets, magnetic field lines, the motor effect, Fleming's left-hand rule, and the force equation. Well done for sticking with it. This topic is absolutely achievable with a bit of practice. Keep revising, keep practicing past papers, and I'll see you in the next episode.